Well, let's move on to some other transportation news. And there's some scary images yesterday out of Montgomery County, where a freight train derailed. And here to talk with us about it and what we know so far is Kenny Cooper, WHYY News, multi-platform reporter covering Chester and Delaware counties, talking about the freight train derailment in Monco, showing his range. Kenny, thanks so much for joining us today on Studio 2.
Thanks for having me.
Can we start, take us through the timeline of this derailment? When did it happen and what exactly derailed?
So this timeline starts in the very early morning hours of Monday. Dispatches, of course, had received calls about a possible derailment. And when you hear about a possible derailment, of course, the county, the township, everyone kind of descends on the scene. And because of the derailment's actual place in the township, it was a little bit hard to find. So the county actually discovered the entire scene with the use of a drone. And once they figured out, you know, hey, a train actually derailed, they got even closer to the site, were able to rescue or, you know, basically assist some of the people off of the train. There were no injuries. None of the more dangerous stuff that was being carried on this train actually derailed, so which was good. But what did spill was these small plastic silicone pellets. And that's what officials are working now, as well as the companies. CSX actually is the owner of the train itself. Norfolk Southern is the owner of the actual railway. They're now handling that as they try and get that train back upright and able to be moved off the tracks.
Yeah, and one of the biggest focuses was a particular train that contains a toxic substance. What are the main concerns there? And is there anything that we need to be worried about in this moment?
So there were a few trains that were carrying some stuff that had either been slightly tilted off the tracks. And that train that you're talking about is something containing tetrachloroethylene, which is a bit hard on the tongue. Basically, it's a dry cleaning agent or a industrial degreaser. And it is not flammable, thankfully. Okay. But the big issue is that it is toxic. So officials were worried that, hey, we got to keep an eye on this train as we're trying to get this thing back and upright and ready to be moved along so that we don't have an issue with that.
Okay.
All right. Early in the investigation, but what do we suspect is the cause of this derailment?
So I reached out to CSX yesterday looking for answers about why this happened or if there were any early reports. And of course, they said early indications show that it may have been a sinkhole that was the cause of this, that it may have been a sinkhole in the rail bed that caused this entire derailment.
Which would suggest it wasn't human error necessarily.
Yes, right? That's what it would suggest. So in total, this entire train was about 40 cars in length. 15 of those cars ended up derailed in some way, shape, or form. And they say that early reports indicate that a sinkhole in the rail bed is the cause of that.
And I understand, I read somewhere that there had been a sinkhole in this area before. What can you tell us about that?
So this area, Montgomery County, but more so Chester County, but also just this area in general is prone to sinkholes. Particularly this, you know, White Marsh Township, Upper Marion, as you're hearing with this Route 202 debacle on the Cow Pike. Sinkholes happen, but they are also in part caused by just an excess of moisture in the ground. So you kind of having this perfect storm in a sense of, you know, all these different factors at play. And that's why, you know, sinkholes in this area are just prevalent.
What are the next steps here? They're still cleaning it up, right?
Yes. So they are still cleaning it up. Of course, you have the national and state agencies that are on scene making sure everything goes according to plan. The plan, of course, is to, of course, clean up the actual site of the spilt silicone pellets, but also make sure that everything is safely transported away from the scene so they can finally do this investigation into what exactly happened and is it safe.
And what does that timeline look like?
So they want to actually have stuff moved off the scene by Wednesday evening, which is pretty fast. Of course, you know, with this being a rail that I believe is used regularly, not sure if it's frequently, you, of course, want to make sure things are safe and sound and, one, just away from all these neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And they had evacuated some people who lived nearby initially, and then they let the people back in their homes. It seemed like pretty quickly. And do they don't anticipate any more evacuations?
Yeah, they don't anticipate any more evacuations. The train cars that were carrying some of the, you know, stuff that they were even more concerned about, you know, there was liquefied petroleum gas on the back end of that actual train. That stuff is completely safe. It's upright. The train has not, you know, actually that part of the train has not derailed. So the stuff that they were concerned about were mostly upright. So that's why they were felt comfortable telling people to come back to their homes.
Sure, yeah. Seems like it could have been a lot worse.
Yes, it could have been. But a lot of the neighbors that I spoke to online and in the neighborhood were just saying that they were thankful that it happened near a golf course and a quarry instead of right in someone's backyard.
And got to ask you, I mean, Norfolk Southern been in headlines recently because it was one of their trains that derailed and led to that chemical spill in East Palestine, Ohio. I know they only own the railway in this case, but did their name come up? Was there any issues that you've heard out? Because they are under investigation and facing lawsuits right now in that other derailment.
So I actually haven't been able to speak with Norfolk Southern. I reached out to them yesterday, haven't received a response. But of course, like you said, in this situation, they own the rail and not the car itself. And as of right now, it appears as though a sinkhole was kind of the reason for this derailment. Mm-hmm. So it's unclear about whether or not what else this investigation could possibly bring. But of course, people are going to be keeping a close eye.